Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and yes, voters in New York are heading to the polls today for the primaries. We'll take your calls on that later. But some Mexican voters in New York may still be stuffing envelopes and sending voting packets to Mexico City today. Joining me to talk about how the local Mexican communities are getting involved in Sunday's presidential elections is Alexandra Delano, Assistant Professor of Global Studies at the New School and author of Mexico and Its Diaspora in the United States. And she's talking to us from Mexico City today. Hello, Alexandra. Hello from New York.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having me.
And listeners, we want to hear from you. If you are Mexican-American, how are you following the Mexican elections? Have you sent in a voting packet? Who did you vote for? What are you hearing from your friends and family in Mexico? Whether or not you're voting in the Mexican elections from our area, it's our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Mexican election poll. Let us know who you would like in Sunday's presidential election there or anything you want to say about it. 212-433-WNYC for Mexican Americans in our listening area. 212-433-9692. So, Alexandra, first things first, I understand that the suggested deadline for Mexican voters living abroad to send in their voting packets was June 20th. But the electoral agency in Mexico is still urging people to send them in if they haven't done so already. Is there anybody who needs to just turn down their radios a little and participate in the electoral process? If so, what do they need to know?
Yes. So the Federal Institute for Elections in Mexico proposed that the deadlines for sending the voting packets so to make sure that they arrive by June 30th in the morning at 8 a.m., the deadline for the U.S. was June 20th, but there are different deadlines depending where you are in the world. So for Africa, Asia, it was June 8th. For Europe, it was June 11th. And for Central America and South America, it was June 13th. However, so this is just a suggested deadline, but they're still urging people to send their votes today and try to make it as soon as possible so they arrive by June 30th in the morning. So, I mean, what people need to do right now is just go to the post office and send their vote in if they haven't done so yet, and if they can expedite it through any other mechanism, that'd be great. But the Federal Institute already paid for the postage to be sent by regular mail from the U.S.
Could you give us the very short, for people who aren't following this race, kind of 45-second version of what this election is about? Who are the leading candidates, and what are the issues?
Yes, this is the presidential election, and the candidates are the PRI, Enrique Peña Nieto, the PAN is Josefina Vázquez Mota, and the PRD is Andrés Manuel López Obrador, and then a smaller party, Nueva Alianza, is Gabriel Cuadri de la Torre.
And just remind us about Yo Soy 132, this student movement that only sprung up in May. Is this a little bit like the Occupy movement of Mexico, and how much impact are they having?
Yes, it has similarities with the Occupy Wall Street movement. It's mostly a youth-led movement, and it started at a university in Mexico City protesting against one of the candidates, Enrique Peña Nieto, from the PRI, and also protesting against other issues like one of the main ones is the television's involvement in the elections or supposed involvement in the election. The largest TV network, Televisa, supposedly, you know, giving support to the PRI's candidate rather than giving objective coverage of the elections. And the Yo Soy 132 movement has been really successful at reigniting this election, bringing the youth into it, giving it a different dynamic by bringing up new issues, making it about democracy, mostly about democratizing the media, democratizing, you know, the process, getting more citizens involved in questioning the candidates. And one of the things that they did is they organized a debate completely led by citizens, by the students. So instead of having just two debates that are conducted by the Federal Institute for Elections, they were able to organize their own and completely introduce a new format and new types of questions. And they've also organized protests almost every weekend in Mexico City and other parts of the country with different objectives. It's like Occupy Wall Street. It has different, you know, demands and different issues. And some of the people in the movement have been very strongly issuing a message against Peña Nieto, the candidate of the PRI. But it's not the only issue, and not everyone in the movement agrees with that. But right. I think it has changed the discussion about the election in different ways.
Well, that's a lot of impact for a student movement that only sprung up a month or two ago. Let's take a phone call. Mexican-Americans listening right now, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Alejandra in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Thank you for calling.
Hi, this is Alejandra, and I'm very interested in this conversation because my family has been involved with the PRI since my grandfather, then my father, then my brother. They all have the same name. My brother ran to be in the House of Representatives and lost when the Fox came into power. At the same time, I have always had the ambivalent feelings because I have always tried to be more progressive, more feminist, more, and that's something I have been able to learn more and to explore more living here in the United States for 20 years. But it has been very tough in my family when the last 12 years when our family has not been in power, kind of. And my family has been very...
Right, because the old establishment party hasn't been in power in recent years. Alejandra, just very briefly, what is the most important issue to you in this election?
Well, it will be very important what to do with the violence. But the most important thing is that the civil society keep pressuring for democracy.
Alejandra, thank you so much for your call. Now, listeners, we just heard about the Yo Soy 132 student movement in Mexico from our guest. Joining me now from here in New York is Diego Villarreal, researcher at Columbia University and an organizer for the Yo Soy 132 New York movement. Professor Villarreal, welcome to WNYC. Hello.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Now, I say this is the New York branch of the movement, and I want to play a clip from a video that your group made in Union Square recently. This is about 25 seconds out of a two-minute video.
Basta de manipulación y corrupción.
Nos manifestamos desde el extranjero.
Contra el sometimiento intelectual presente.
Durante décadas por parte de los monopolios de la comunicación.
Al servicio de unos cuantos. Nos interesa construir un México verdaderamente democrático.
Donde tu voz, mi voz y la de todos
sea realmente escuchada y respetada.
So, Diego, for those who only understand English, could you tell us what folks were saying in that video and what the message is?
Yeah, of course, Brian. Well, the message of the movement has been, in essence, one of improving democracy in Mexico and increasing the way citizens can participate in the whole political process. The barriers for entry in the political process in Mexico tend to be very high, and there's a very obvious disconnect between the political establishment and everyone else. And, you know, if you read a little bit or if you go online and see a little bit about the history of the Yo Soy 132 movement, it's in large part a response to this disconnect that exists between the politicians and the students that were at a private university in Mexico City, where the students confronted the PRI candidate, and the response of the PRI was to say that the students were hooligans and that they were paid infiltrators that they were paid to interrupt his speech. So this disconnect between the politicians and the citizens is one that is at the heart of the movement.
Now, Alexandra talked about the media coverage of the candidates being seen as biased toward the establishment or the pre-candidate. Our colleagues at On the Media reported from Mexico this past weekend on how television broadcasts in Mexico have discounted the Yo Soy 132 movement in opposition to the pre-candidate Nieto. So what would you say about how Mexicans abroad are receiving news about the campaigns in Mexico, Diego?
Well, that's a very important question, Brian. What's happening is that, you know, there's an obvious bias in the media in the sense, and it has to do with the structure of the media. There's two big television chains, and there's not a lot of ways for the citizens to be involved in the media. So if, you know, we all understand that the media has editorial lines, but if there's only two big companies that are broadcasting, and they allegedly have received money to support one candidate, then, and obviously the information is completely swayed in his favor. Now, abroad, one of the objectives of the Yo Soy 132 in New York is to actually get information to citizens that are interested in the debate here in New York. So the main things we have been doing here has been organizing public screenings of the presidential debates around the city. We had there's been two debates since the Yo Soy 132 movement started. We had screenings in Manhattan, in Brooklyn, in Queens, as well as other demonstrations. So you're organizing
to get people involved, and also I presume to vote, if they're eligible to vote as members of the diaspora. And we just have 2 minutes left, but Alexandra, there's an estimated 12 million Mexican immigrants living in the United States, but I understand that only 30,000 from the U.S. participated in the 2006 election as diaspora voters. What happened, and is it going to be better this week?
Yes, so Only 30,000 voted in 2006, but that includes Mexicans from other parts of the world, although the majority are from the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And this time around, the IFET on Friday already reported that they received 35,000 votes, so they've already received a larger number than in 2006. However, the number of people that are registered to vote is only 59,000, so it's not that much larger than it was in 2006 when it was 40,000. So it shows that we still have limitations in terms of how we can vote from abroad, and the main one is that most people in abroad don't have the voting card that is required to register to vote. So I think there is still a debate in Mexico about how to reform this legislation to allow Mexicans abroad to vote with other forms of identification and not just the voting card, because the voting card you can only obtain if you are in Mexico. So for most people abroad, it's very difficult to get it.
Well, there you have it, folks. Presidential elections in Mexico on Sunday. A youth movement having an impact, and Mexicans in our area, if they are registered, can vote as members of the diaspora. Alexandra Delano from the New School, author of Mexico and its Diaspora in the United States, and Diego Villarreal, researcher at Columbia University and an organizer for the Yo Soy 132 New York movement. Thank you both so much for coming on with us.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.